From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this update. Last night, the Juneau School Board voted unanimously to accept the gift of a Clinkett name for Juneau Douglas High School. As with other schools in the district, the Clinkett name will be an addition, not a replacement. KTO's Zoe Gruskin has more.
The oldest high school in Alaska's capital sits at the base of a mountain. That mountain shares its name with the city and with the school, Juneau, but it has other names.
Yada Akatla is an ancient name, so it's not as if Mount Juneau was always called Mount Juneau.
Barbara Kediente Nelson is the Indian Studies Program Director for the Juneau School District. She believes names have power. They connect people and places. And that ancient mountain name she mentioned, Yada Akatla. For more than a year, a group of people has worked to connect it to another place, Juneau Douglas High School. The push was led by students, like senior Arias Hoyle.
Yada Akatla. Yada Akatla. Even though it's the name of Mount Juneau, it does not mean Mount Juneau. It means beautifully adorned face.
Hoyle says student support for the Clinkett name was widespread at his school. To prove it, he collected signatures from around 70 students of diverse backgrounds. Elders and leaders representing the Akkwan and Takukwan approved the choice of Yada Akakle. They offered the name as a gift to the high school after meeting with students and district staff last April. Clinkett elder David Katzik was one of the leaders at that meeting. He graduated from Juneau Douglas High School in 1962. Katzik says Yada Akakle is open to interpretation. One of the things it means is coming home. Imagine you're on your way back from a long trip, hunting or fishing. Stormy waters. You're in a small canoe. Waves are crashing.
And sometimes the people in the boat would feel like maybe we're not going to make it. And they'd be working together, wooting. Someone might see the mountain and say, Yada Akatla Awatuwateen, Yada Akatla Tuwateen. We see that beautiful face of a mountain. Yada Akatla, Yada Akatla. That mountain is just getting more beautiful all the time.
Kediente Nelson says using Clinkett names can be a step toward healing from a painful history. One that has been marked by violent cultural suppression of the Native community. The name, though, is for everyone.
The restoration and bringing it back to life, though it's always been there, it's meaningful to not just the Native people of this region, but I believe to the majority of this community.
On Tuesday night, the Juneau School Board voted to make Yada Akakle an official part of Juneau Douglas High School's name. It won't happen overnight. Some things, like a new sign out front, will take time and, more importantly, money. But some things, like the school's website, will be updated quickly. Hoyle was at the school board meeting when the name was accepted. The vote was unanimous, and it earned a standing ovation from an unusually large audience. The board members joined in.
So, how do you feel?
I feel confident. I think it's going to be empowering.
Hoyle plans to graduate in May. When he does, he hopes his diploma will name him a graduate of Juneau Douglas High School, Yada Akakle. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.
And in other news, as the partial government shutdown continues, it's affecting hundreds of U.S. Forest Service workers all over Southeast Alaska. In Petersburg, most of the 75 agency workers are furloughed. KFSK's Angela Denning talks with a few of them about what it's been like for them and their families.
The lights are out for most of the Petersburg Ranger District. Interim District Ranger Ted Sandhofer is still reporting to work, but he says he's not allowed to talk to the media during the shutdown. And all Forest Service media offices are closed, including at D.C. headquarters.
Hi, you've reached the National Press Desk of the USDA Forest Service. Due to a lapse in government funding, we are unavailable to assist with your media request at this time.
When we're on furlough, we're basically not doing any of the agency's work.
Ken Dinsmore of Sitka is the local 251 union president for forestry workers in Alaska and has worked for the Forest Service for decades. He represents about 200 workers in Southeast, among others throughout the state. He says the furlough doesn't just affect federal workers, but also local economies.
Say, for example, in Petersburg, 75 employees aren't getting paid. Here in Sitka, maybe 50 aren't getting paid. You're taking that revenue not only out of the employees' hand, but you're taking it out of the community as well from, you know, what they might have spent.
The partial shutdown means workers considered essential are on the job without pay, and non-essential workers aren't working at all. Dinsmore says there are circumstances when some employees could get called back into work, but it would be on a limited basis.
Such as a timber sale that may be still active and needs to have the contract administered and payments made and collected and that sort of thing.
For right now, though, it's a wait and see for dozens of Petersburg workers. KFSK approached several of them for their thoughts on the furlough, but most wouldn't comment. But a few did.
It's really an uncertain time.
Karin Christensen is a part-time employee whose husband also works for the Forest Service.
We don't know when we're going back to work, how it will happen, you know, how this will get resolved.
So far, her family has been okay financially, but all of that depends on how long the shutdown lasts and if the government decides to pay workers back pay afterwards. The timing hasn't been the worst. Winter is a low production time of year for the Forest Service. There's less field work outside and more paperwork inside. But Christensen says workers are missing time to prepare for their next projects.
It's a good time to plan. It's a good time to do maps. It's a good time to do the office work that you don't have time to do during the summer.
Another furloughed Petersburg Forest Service couple is Heath and Marina Whitaker. He's a hydrologist and she's a writer-editor. Heath says they hope the furlough doesn't last too long and really impact their finances. But he says they're trying not to let themselves get worked up about it because they can't change anything.
There's nothing we can do about the shutdown. And so just kind of letting go of that and stressing about something that you can't influence, that's happening in Washington, D.C. at an entirely different level. Locally, we can't do anything about it.
He says the shutdown will affect science-based projects that include data collection, like snow surveys. Marina says hiring seasonal workers for summertime field work will be backlogged.
We were supposed to have selections or working on it before a certain time that's already passed. And I think that the one week we've been closed already was kind of a critical week for that.
The Whitakers went through a previous extended shutdown in 2013, which lasted for 16 days. They received back pay after that. Heath says some people don't understand what it's like to be furloughed when they call it a paid vacation for the feds.
That doesn't feel good. I want to give the people, you know, the taxpayers, their money's worth. I want to be at work working if I'm getting paid. And so that part of it doesn't really sit well with me. But what am I going to do about that also?
The union's Ken Dinsmore has been through many furloughs in the past, and Forest Service workers received back pay for the time they were off. But he says this time could be different.
I don't see that as being any sort of a guarantee this time around. So I just caution employees to not count on that.
For now, all they can do is wait on decisions being made thousands of miles away in the country's capital. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
And in other news, the Juneau area is expected to get between 10 to 15 inches of snow over the next few days. The National Weather Service is reporting it could start flurrying late this evening and continue through the week. Meteorologist Edward Liske says it's expected to snow through Friday.
Yeah, it'll be ongoing. There might be some periods where you experience heavier snowfall rates, but I don't think at this time it's going to be a really big dump all at once.
Liske says Juneau has seen less snow overall the past few winters, but this event is expected to be pretty common. He says it could be compared to a big snowfall the city had in March of last year. In other parts of Southeast, the conditions will likely be different. The flurries are expected to turn to rain in Petersburg and Wrangell tomorrow, and the system will miss Sitka altogether. And taking a quick look at the weather for the rest of today, there is still a high wind advisory in effect tonight, and then it changes to a winter weather advisory at midnight. For the rest of tonight, clouds are expected and highs in the 20s. You're listening to KTOO. For more news and information, you can visit our website. That's ktoo.org.